India's ED raids Bengaluru firms over 260 malwares in crypto transfers. India's Enforcement Directorate has searched several firms in Bengaluru over alleged crypto-linked transfers that exceed $260 million, according to a report shared by Cointelegraph on June 20, 2026. The action puts a fresh enforcement spotlight on one of the world's largest crypto user bases, in a market that already applies some of the strictest tax treatment of any major economy. The Enforcement Directorate, known as the ED, is India's financial crime agency. It investigates money laundering and foreign exchange violations under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act and the Foreign Exchange Management Act. Searches of this kind typically involve seizing records, freezing accounts, and questioning company officers, rather than immediate charges. At the time of writing, the firms involved have not been publicly identified beyond their location. The figure that draws attention, a $260 million pool of transfers, is the detail that makes this more than a routine compliance check. The ED has historically opened cases when it suspects that on-chain or off-ramp activity was used to move value out of reach of Indian oversight, whether to evade tax, route unexplained funds, or breach foreign exchange controls. The agency has previously frozen balances tied to crypto exchanges and payment intermediaries during similar probes. For now, the public claim is narrow. Transfers above $260 million were flagged, and several Bengaluru firms were searched. The reporting does not yet establish what the firms did, whether the transfers were illicit, or what charges, if any, will follow. Readers should treat the dollar figure as the amount under review, not a proven loss or a confirmed crime. A market built on heavy friction, India already taxes crypto more aggressively than most peers. Gains are taxed at a flat 30% with no offset for losses, and a 1% tax deducted at source, the TDS, applies to most transfers above a low threshold. That TDS rule pushed large volumes of trading toward offshore venues and peer-to-peer channels after it took effect, which in turn gave the ED more reason to scrutinize how funds cross borders. Enforcement raids feed directly into that friction. Every high-profile search signals to banks and payment processors that crypto-linked flows carry regulatory risk, which can translate into slower transfers, frozen ramps, and tighter onboarding for ordinary users in India. The people most exposed are not the firms under investigation, but the retail holders, who rely on the same rails to move money in and out. The practical squeeze on spending and ramps. The connection to everyday crypto use is the on-ramp and off-ramp layer. When an agency targets transfer-heavy firms, banking partners often respond by de-risking, which means declining or delaying crypto-related transactions across the board. That makes it harder to convert holdings to rupees, fund a stablecoin balance, or top up a card that spends from crypto. For anyone weighing self-custody options in a strict jurisdiction, the lesson is consistent. Counterparty exposure is a regulatory risk, as well as a solvency risk. If a custodial intermediary's accounts are frozen during a probe, customer balances can be caught in the freeze even when the customer did nothing wrong. Holding keys directly avoids that specific failure mode, though it does not remove the underlying tax and reporting obligations that Indian law imposes on the holder. Cross-border card spending sits in the same crosshairs. A 1% TDS plus a 30% gains tax already raises the real cost of converting crypto to spendable fiat in India. Enforcement actions add a second layer of uncertainty, because the banking relationships that make ramps work can be paused with little notice while an investigation runs.